Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone radial tires.
This deal doesn't last long, so visit Northside to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact Northside in David City to learn more.
All right, welcome to Monday. Also, welcome to this week's installment of the ROI of Why, your number one podcast that focuses on all things impact and purpose as it relates to business. Joined in the studio today by my two partners in crime, lovely Angie Kubicek and Graham Pantsing Brooks.
Hi there.
How are you two?
Doing well. Just, you know, enjoying the week. And I started off right with some nice weather, which is great.
That sunshine, though, it's rare, but it makes you happy. It does.
Making me ready for spring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to like decrease my vitamin D gummy intake though. Oh. I've like really ramped that up over the winter months. It's not going anywhere. I still need my gummies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gummies are great.
Gummies are great. So we have one hell of a show prepared for you today. And we're going to pass the ball to our newest co-host, Graham. And he's going to introduce us to the gentleman sitting here in the studio with us today. Graham.
Thanks, Drew.
Off you go.
Really excited today to have Dave Miller here joining us. Dave, I'll let you give a little bit of an intro into what the work is that you're doing at Allo Communications here in Lincoln. But Dave is an all-around awesome guy and just really excited for him to drop some knowledge on us today in terms of what Allo is doing here in the community. And Dave?
You bet, yeah. So I am the Director of Ethical Engagement at Allo Communications. I've been with Allo, it will be 2 years March 1st,
actually.
People usually say, well, what'd you do prior to Allo? So I'm an ordained minister. Prior to joining Allo, I pastored a church in Milford for about 11 years. And prior to that, I was a national sales trainer in the insurance industry.
Okay.
And did that for almost 20 years, traveling all over the country. So the great thing about this new gig is it just kind of brings all my experiences together into one place.
Very cool. Yeah.
So as the director of ethical things for Allo, what does that mean? Like, what does that entail for you on a day-to-day basis?
I want some context.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So one of the things that I encourage all of our associates to focus on is make sure we're living out our core values. Mm-hmm. Core values, there's only four, but they're a pretty big deal. Be honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. Mm. And so we create culture around those four core values in everything we do. All of our interactions with one another, interactions with customers, vendors, even carry it out to beyond the workplace. Live out those core values in all of your relationships, whether you're married, have kids, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they're applicable. And what's kind of cool about that is my prior role as a pastor was pretty much the same thing, right? You define what your core values are, you live those out, you create your culture around your core values, and life is good.
So let me ask you a question. As the director of just like, say the title for one more time, Director of
Ethical Engagement.
Ethical Engagement, there it was. I was going to say Ethical Conduct. I mean, it's similar.
Yeah, it's very similar.
But in your previous role as an ordained minister, I mean, when you are rolling these out, do you feel that you've seen more success at Allo? Leading by example, as I'm sure you did when you were working in ministry?
Wow. That is a tough question.
Just leading with a humzinger.
So,
welcome to the show.
How many people actually listen to this podcast? Because that'll determine my answer.
A billion people, Dave.
I really don't want to answer that. Okay, I'll answer it this way.
It's a safe space, Dave.
Just with people listening. People are people. Right. Yeah. So there's a percentage of people that will get on board and live it out and are committed to it. And there's also a percentage of people that initially I think are committed, but hey, let's face it, all of us at times can become apathetic and drop the ball and miss the ball. But my pastor piece of me says, there's always grace, there's always a second chance, so you can always do it again, start over and do better. So
totally.
There's the answer.
Yeah, so I love, can we unpack the values that you're talking about at Allo? Because I think so many times when we're talking about the corporate engagement or business engagement side of things, you know, it sounds like you're really starting to touch more onto the personal side of your employees, like really digging into who they are as people, not just employees there.
Right. Well, one of the things in our onboarding process, for example, we really do quote unquote screening of each person. We try to find out about what are some of the core values they live out, and are those going to kind of mesh with who we are and what we sort of expect. We say on our website, which is what I found intriguing when I first looked into Allo, we say that we hire character. We can teach you the skills that you need to know, but we can't teach you awesomeness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So already coming into this, we are hoping that that type of person has kind of what we're looking for, and not just, we're a tech company, but it's more than that, where we want you to be concerned about others, you know, customer-centered, customer-focused, but again, always coming back to the core four, as we call them.
And so were these values in place before you came on board with the organization?
Yeah, Allo was founded in 2003 in Imperial, Nebraska by Brad Moline and Jeff Kenny, and one of the first things they did was they said, you know what, we want this company to be different, and they set out the core values from the very beginning.
I love very it. Cool. And so I think what's really cool about what you guys are doing is you are very entrenched within our community, but then you have these very customer-centric values. So has that been a challenge for you internally to kind of keep these humanistic motivators as well as then grow capitalistically? Because some of the times when I have dialogue with people about this ROI of Y concept and purpose-driven companies, people are curious how scalable it is, or does it change your focus of our people too then focused on your internal self? So how does that balance work within your team dialogues?
Well, it's a constant challenge. And Allo continues to grow. And the more we grow, like right now, we're just over 500 employees. We are in 12 different locations, Nebraska and Colorado. And we have plans to continue to grow and expand. And that's one of the challenges. We have those conversations all the time, is because we maintain a decentralized model, business model, we want to stay local. We want to stay engaged. How do we do that? Because, there's the piece of growing and profitability, and we're capitalists. We're for profit, but at the same time, you want to bring that value. And so, again, the answer is we just continue to have dialogue around it. And a saying that I heard about a year ago was, "When your core values are the loudest voice in the room, everybody wins." So
that's
just got to keep, coming back to those for all decisions.
Wow.
Dave, for our listeners, can you give a little bit of a background about what Allo does, what services you're engaged with, and how you've continued to grow, not only here in our community, but what has that growth been like across the state and then into Colorado as well?
Yeah, I guess I apologize. I assumed everybody just sort of knew, never assume. So Allo is a fiber optic internet, phone, and television company. So fiber optic telecommunications. Started in Imperial, Nebraska in 2003. So Nebraska born, Nebraska operated. Go Big Red. It's pretty deep, pretty serious for all of us. We are currently in 10 communities, mostly in western Nebraska, Ogallala, Scotts Bluff, North Platte, Garing, Bridgeport, I'll forget some. Imperial, of course, our corporate headquarters. Lincoln is our largest community. We're also in Hastings, Nebraska. We have two communities in Colorado, Fort Morgan and Breckenridge. Everybody wants to go to Breckenridge for our annual meeting, which hopefully will happen. And but what's unique about fiber optics is that, and I'm the least techie person at Allo, but I'll try to share with you in layman's terms what I know. So you have a fiber connection for your internet. It's a direct connection. You're not sharing with your neighbor, which is great because when you get home at 5 o'clock, typically you get on and everybody else is on. And so your speed is slowing, or you see that buffering wheel of death.
And
so not with fiber, because it's a direct connection. But the other thing is, in addition to consistency and lightning fast speed, you have a symmetrical speed, which means you're going to get the same upload and download speed, which you typically don't see with other providers. And so if you're, you know, if you're uploading videos to YouTube or whatever the case might be, you're going to have that consistency mm-hmm. all the time. So is that pretty much
yeah.
answer?
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I think one of the things that's really amazing about what Allo is doing across the state is really helping push the conversation and actually helping bridge the digital divide.
Yep.
Right? I mean, from a foundational standpoint, as you look towards what Allo is doing as an organization, it's very much rooted in helping build community, being able to make sure that rural parts of our country have access to high quality, high speed fiber optic internet.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, I think that really is the gap between how we work and play in a community is so fundamentally rooted on making sure that we can have the basic access to high-speed internet. I mean,
right.
when we get home, not only thinking from a standpoint of being able to be connected on a global scale, of being able to communicate with anybody anywhere, or video or FaceTime with anybody anywhere, but also in your downtime, watching Netflix.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it's fundamental to, I think, the core values of what we're trying to build as a community across the state. And so I love the work that you're doing at Allo.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we often say when we go into a new community that we come in and we change the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And part of that is looking at how can we reduce or hopefully eliminate this digital divide. We have a couple of programs we've actively been working on since we came to Lincoln to help do that. Maybe I can just share
one or two.
Yeah. So we have a program that we work with the Centers for People in Need here in Lincoln. They have a program called the POP program. POP stands for People Obtaining Prosperity. Mm-hmm. And through the Nelnet Foundation, mm-hmm. there are scholarships available. So people can go back to school. Primarily, it's single parents, but it yeah. could be anyone that gets an education from Southeast Community College. The idea is get an education, stay off of poverty. And so we worked with Nelnet Centers for People in Need. We provide free internet to students in that program.
That's amazing.
And the story that I got was I had a single mom call me and say, is this for real? You're going to provide this for me? And
yes.
I said,
what's the trick?
Exactly.
Right, right.
Exactly. And I said, no, this is true, but I'm curious why you're asking. She said, oh, I'm just so grateful because, you know, I'm a student, but I also have kids at home, so I can't always be in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I need to be at home so I can be with my kids doing my studies online. But the problem is I have mm-hmm. bad connection, so I'm using my cell phone.
Yeah.
I'm hotspotting that. But the problem is when I take my tests online, mm-hmm. they're timed tests.
Yep.
So I hit my data cap. They throttle my speed down. Mm-hmm. I can't complete the test, and I end up failing. And she said, now with your fiber internet, I don't ever have to worry about that again.
That's
and
so cool.
I was just blown away because I thought, what an impact.
So that leads me to just a follow-up question and to build on yours, Graham. So when you get, I mean, we spend so much time, you know, of our every single day, of our entire existence at work doing the things that we do. What is it that gets you up out of bed to go do your role with Allo? Like, is it moments like that, stories like that, experiences like that?
Yeah.
Or like, just tell us what's your why, I suppose.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So my motivation is exactly that, because the reason I came over to Allo was knowing and hoping and seeing that there would be an opportunity to make a positive impact, not just on people individually, coworkers, but also the larger community.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things, which I know we wanted to talk about, was your listeners may have heard recently that we did a Community Connect program, which is when Allo first came to Lincoln, Nelnet's our parent company. So Nelnet acquired Allo at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016.
Yeah.
We had an agreement with the city of Lincoln that we would provide 75 nonprofits with free internet for 10 years.
Wow.
One gig, which is 1,000 megabits up and down.
It's amazing.
And so I was given the responsibility to oversee that whole program. And it's taken, you know, about 3.5 years. We had to let the dust settle. And we finished building out our network in all of Lincoln. So this last year, we really got on it. Selection committee, we had people from the city of Lincoln, city attorney, the chairman from the Broadband Association, cable franchise group, and we put together criteria. We had applications. So keep in mind, we were going to do this for 75. We had 99 applications nonprofits that applied. 22 of them didn't meet the criteria, so that left 77 that were eligible, and we said we would provide it for 75. So what do you do?
Right.
do you tell two of them, oh, I'm sorry, so
you
close.
Missed the cut.
Yeah, right.
Maybe next year.
No, so in pure aloe fashion, exceptional aloe fashion, we said, absolutely, we're going to include all 77.
That's amazing. Yeah. Can I flip the coin real quick and check out the other side? So, you know, I was having a conversation with my daughter this week, and she's 12, and we were talking about how, like, some of the most rewarding things that you get to do in life are also some of the most challenging, right? So what are the challenges that you face going into a role that lets you have incredible experiences like this, but what are the moments that you know there's opportunity to grow, or things that you know you want to be able to tighten up, do better, next level thinking concepts? Yeah. Like, what are you scheming on?
Well, I think we normally default to our strengths, number one, which I know I've done. And I mentioned I have very little tech background, tech knowledge. So for me, that's a daily challenge. Although I'm continually reminded by my coworkers, Dave, don't worry about that. We have other people that's their job.
Yeah.
So while I'm still, it's a huge learning curve, and we're hopefully always lifelong learners. For me, being very relational, knowing how to meet people where they are, that sort of thing, that is my strength. And so I'm continuing to, you know, develop that as well as the other areas of growth.
Awesome.
So you're talking about your community program, and I love it. But the thing that I really like about it is you created a structure, and then because you connect the community, you pulled in community influencers. So what were some of the key learnings that you had in that process that you would suggest other businesses think about as they're trying to develop some sort of community engagement program? Mm-hmm.
Well, the collaboration piece was huge. I mean, there were five of us on the selection committee. And what really helped was just getting that feedback, people that knew the Lincoln area really well and could say, you know, maybe we should include this, maybe we should not include this. Mm. We had people that we went through like a vetting process. And to know, you know, 99 applications inside and out is hard to do.
Yeah.
But we had a group that said, okay, I'm familiar with them. Here's what they do. Here's the services they provide. So the collaboration piece, you can't do it on your own. And so to have the various people, I think, was the key really to making this successful. Again, and I have to say the leadership of, you know, Nelnet, Aloe, to be able to want to do something like this and say, you know what? It's not always about profit. It's about purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just, for me personally, that spoke to me. And that's, again, why I joined this company.
Very cool.
So for those 77 nonprofits that now have free internet for the next 10 years, can you put that into sort of a monetary value for us?
I can. And actually, it's 78 now, because here's what happens. here's what happened. So one of the 22 that originally was ineligible called up and said, well, we feel pretty strongly that we met the criteria. I said, okay, well, we'll go back and review. So I went back with the city staff, and we looked at it, and we said, uh-oh, they do. Because there were some numbers that were initially incorrect, because the nonprofit had to have 75 or less employees, because we wanted to really focus on the smaller nonprofits that we felt this would really make an impact. So technically it's 78. So you add up what 1 gig of internet for 78 nonprofits would be for 10 years. This is an excess of $3.5 million investment.
Nelnet
was making. Yeah.
It's incredible.
And I love it, because we're putting our money where our mouth is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, if we say we want to be part of the community, we want to change the ecosystem. And I have to qualify this and say, this is not just Lincoln. In all of our other communities, we do similar things with nonprofits as well.
Very cool.
I think it's just so incredible. And what a gift to those nonprofits. I mean, that's $3.5 million that the nonprofit communities aren't going to have to go searching for funding.
Yeah, it's
grants.
About $5,000 a year for each nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really incredible. I mean, to think about where the budgets for a lot of those nonprofits are, It is so tight that being able to provide something like that, I think, goes such a long and far way.
Mm-hmm.
And we did testimonials with them, with many of them, saying, tell us your story. Tell us how you see this helping you.
Yeah.
And most of them said, oh, my goodness, this will allow us to funnel resources in other areas where we can impact more people, serve more people. And we wanted to make it clear that this isn't about Aloe being the hero. Look how great we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, this really was, how can we kind of come under the nonprofits or come alongside them, support them, empower them to do what they do? Because mm-hmm. they're really the heroes of this, right?
Right.
They're the ones helping those in need in our community.
Well, and that's mm-hmm. where I think you got it so right, is that you're not trying to be the hero, but you're empowering the community to do what they're going to do best. And I think that's a key lesson that entities need to be mindful of, is you're not trying to solve the problem. You're right. trying to help them being able to solve their problems. And so I think that's probably one of the areas that you guys really kind of hit the nail on the head, is that that's where you have to come at it from. Because if you're trying to be the hero of that narrative, it's going to seem really disingenuous
yes.
to mm-hmm. the people. And but on the flip side, you got these amazing testimonials. And when people think about the long-term effects of this, not only have you entered a new community, creating a positive goodwill conversation, but now you've created all of this amazing marketing asset.
Right.
That mm-hmm. I mean, it's not about that, but I mean, you've got to then think about it with the other business hat on and think about what else can we do to right. kind of get this message out there. And
you don't do that as the, like, that
no,
being motivation.
Not as a motivator,
but if that spins out of it, that's
yeah.
right.
That's
it's
gravy,
amazing.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
you
bonus.
Have to believe. And there are people that say, I want to do business with a company that supports X.
Totally.
Right? Because they it's kind of an extension of them.
Yeah.
And so that's certainly, I think, going to be the byproduct from a lot of this.
Yeah. When I feel like you guys ponying up, put your money where your mouth is in going into a new community as well. Like, don't get me wrong, it's amazing when organizations stroke a check or whatever, right? But that, to me, that seems like one of the easiest ways to do the thing. And okay, we did good. Now we're here. We're part of the community, right? You know, I feel like when you get involved and you do the thing based on what you can bring to the table, mm-hmm. that's a mm-hmm. whole different game in my mind.
Yeah.
Just me personally.
And
so
one of the things to stay in touch with our mm-hmm. nonprofits, all these new relationships,
yeah.
you know, that we have. Every summer, the last three summers, I should say, we do a concert series, right?
Mm.
Right in front of Allo. We partner with
oh,
the Mill
cool.
there at the Telegraph District. This summer, when we kick it off in June, it'll run June through September 2nd, every Wednesday night, we're going to have each one of these nonprofits come back, and we're going to give them
awesome.
You know, 30 seconds or a minute to kind of, not all at the same night,
right?
Well,
yeah.
we'll have like seven or eight
Ooh.
each week. But we're going to give them time to say, hey, we got a captive audience here. We have, you know, upwards of 600 people that attend these things.
Cool.
You share with them your mission and how you're making a difference yeah. in the community. So we're going to put the spotlight on them.
That's so
that's
awesome.
Really cool.
I like that you could then keep weaving extra extensions to the program. That's mm-hmm. really cool.
Well, and Dave, you're sort of becoming a celebrity here and on television as well. We've got an ad running right now for Allo, and you're on there. But I think that one of the really cool things about the ad is that you're including some of those testimonials from the nonprofits that are being impacted by
right.
By this incredible gift. For, you know, looking at 78, there's not enough time on a television spot to put 78 testimonials, but will there be a place where we can go and see or dig more into some of those testimonials, either on the Allo website or
yeah.
somewhere?
So right now you can go to Allo's website, and we have all of the nonprofits listed there and a link to their website. And again, not just the ones in Lincoln, but in the other communities that
yeah.
Allo has service. But yes, exactly. At some point we're going to, because we're in the process of editing those, but we're going to have those testimonials available. We're going to continue to do commercials. We're going to have, you know, longer spots on our cross channel, which means those that people that have Allo service, they'll see it. You know, on there as well. So we want to, again, get the story out and help the nonprofits.
How has this type of an effort within the community kind of affected either your retention of employees or employee engagement or your recruiting efforts? Are you
yeah,
hearing people
question.
Kind of like bring that into the conversation, or how's
yeah,
that working?
I think it's starting to, our culture has been good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's gotten even a little bit better, because as I went into our team meetings, different, you know, customer service reps, our install techs, you name it, and told them what we were doing, you could just sort of feel the energy. And some of the comments coming back were, man, I'm really glad I work for a company like this.
Oh, that's
right?
Awesome.
I mean, they feel really proud, I guess, to be working for a company with a company that has this kind of
well,
focus.
Well, what a positive dialogue it gets them to have them with customers that they're engaging with on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, you're in that little while you're looking up something on their account, or if they're there servicing, they could, it gives them something that they can use to then build a connected connection.
Well, then when the customer feels that like genuine energy, you know what I mean? Like it's just a cascading ripple effect of just positivity and awesome vibes.
Yeah.
I dig
that. Super cool. Yeah.
Well, this was cool. I didn't know that you guys did that. And I really appreciate you just coming onto the show and like sharing the context and the story with us and enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah. No, thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to do this because, you know, I know that you guys, FireSpring and other companies really focus on kind of what Allo focuses. And I like that message getting out there. I like your Do More Good conferences. I mean, I think that really has a place and there's a need for it. So I just affirm you, congratulate you, encourage you to keep those kinds of things going. And I'm glad we can help in a small way.
Yeah, we're going to throw that right back at you.
Yeah. Sure. And we'd love to have you back on maybe sometime later this year to hear some more of those testimonials or success stories as they're coming through. Would love to be able to have that follow up and hear what's going on.
Yeah, we can even put you in touch with the nonprofits. That would probably be better, hear directly from them.
I mean, that'd be cool. We can give them maybe a little bit longer than 30 seconds, like on the podcast, or do like a round table with some of them. Like
that'd be super cool. Of fun, actually. Right? Let's make that happen, a round table about like the benefits of receiving that in kind goodwill.
We could scheme. Let's open up
I love when a podcast ends like this. And we get
like
to...
There
it's exciting.
Cool. Yeah.
To be continued.
Yeah, that cliffhanger.
I don't know. Thanks for dropping all of that information. I think for me as a business person and then consulting with business partners, I think the main thing here was collaboration with your community members to not just think about what you want to do, but making sure that there's an open door and receptiveness to the thing that you're trying to kind of empower people with. So that way it does hit the right stroke, because it can sometimes go from being genuine to being disingenuous. Yeah. So I think that was a big takeaway from today.
Well said. And for any of our audience members out there who maybe are not in Nebraska or Colorado, where Allo is an active member of the community, if you're in a different, you know, community throughout the country that is experiencing an organization kind of putting their money where their mouth is as well, let us know. Hit us up on social or shoot us an email. We want to hear those stories as well. And I think that'd be a lot of fun to just kind of circle back and update everybody on, right?
Yeah. And if you want to see the nonprofit stories or learn more about the Community Connect program, you can go to allocommunications.com/community-connect. So
perfect. Well, thanks again for coming on the show this week. Yeah, we appreciate it, Dave. Make sure that you guys tune in next week for one hell of a ride. We have Matt Thorne from Electronic Contracting Company coming in. Awesome local organization here that is in the throes of identifying their purpose of and you know, the impact of the business model. Like they are literally working on it day in, day out right now. So we're going to kind of connect.
In the trenches conversation.
That's the one. I'm struggling to get there, but you got my back.
I got your back.
Cool. So smash the hell out of that subscribe button. Tune in next week for another episode. Until then, I'm Andrew.
I'm Angie.
And I'm Graham.
And we'll catch you on the flip.
I feel when my website and applications come under attack. Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident. Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services means our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it, day or night. Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always on, ultra-secure.
We'll be right back.
Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to Radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just add your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone Radial tires. This deal doesn't last long, so visit Trotter Service to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAG.com or contact Trotter Service in Arcadia to learn more. Still using bias tires? Here's your chance to upgrade to Radial. This spring, Firestone Ag is making it easy with Farm Hard Rewards. Just head to your local certified Firestone Ag tire dealer between now and April 30th and get discounts as big as $200 per tire when you buy two or more eligible Firestone Radial tires. This deal doesn't last long, so visit T.O. Haas to take advantage of Farm Hard Rewards soon. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAG.com or contact T.O. Haas in Imperial to learn more.